The shrunken head seems to nod, or maybe it's just my imagination. I take a deep breath. Actually, I was meaning to see you. It's about Alan. Angleton nods.
He took 500 rems, boy. They tell me that 10 years ago that would probably have been fatal.
Has anyone told Hillary yet?
Andy coughs.
I'm going round there in a couple of hours.
My expression must be skeptical because he adds,
Who do you think was best man at their wedding?
Oh, okay. I feel an enormous letdown, as if some tension I'd barely been aware of has been released. Well then, that's the main thing.
Not really.
I glance back at Angleton. There's more. Bad timekeeping.
He looks contemplative.
So, you visited Alan first off, then came into work. I'd say you've done a full day's work today already, Howard. Better go home before you're too late.
Home? Then I realize. How long has she been back?
2 days. His cheek twitches. Better hope she isn't angry with you.
As I stick the key in the front door lock, I look up at the roofline, both infinitely familiar and strangely alien. I've only been away 1 week, I tell myself. What can have changed? The front hall is full of petite tank tracks. They're about 20 centimeters wide, covered in dried up mud, and they run past the hulking Victorian coat rack and the living room door to stop just short of the kitchen. I stumble between them as I close the outer and inner doors, try to find somewhere to stow my bag that isn't covered in leftovers from the retreat from Moscow, and remove my coat. There's most of an engine block on the kitchen table. Whoever put it there for dissection had the good sense to spread a couple of copies of The Independent under it. A headline peeps out from under one oily corner. Amsterdam Hotel Gas Blast Kills 4. Yeah, right. Depression crashes down on me like a black tide. I suddenly feel very ancient, old beyond my years' span and centuries. The kitchen sink is full of unwashed dishes. I turn on the hot tap and swirl it around in search of a mug that's more or less cleanable, then go rummage in my cupboard for some tea bags. A new crop of bills has sprouted in the fertile soil of the cork notice board. I'll have to read them sooner or later. Later will do. There's a small pile of letters with my name on them in the usual place. Half of them look to be junk mail, judging by the glossy envelopes. And there's no water in the kettle. I fill it, then sit down next to the engine block and wait for enlightenment to spring on me. I am, I realize, tired. Also depressed, lonely, and afraid. Until a couple of months ago, I never saw anyone die. For the past couple of nights, I haven't been able to dream about anything else. It's exhausting, physically and emotionally. One of the doctors said something about stress disorders, but I wasn't listening properly at the time. I wonder if the engine block belongs to Pinky or Brains. I've got a mind to give them a chewing out over it when they come home. It's antisocial as hell. What if someone wanted to eat lunch in here? The kettle boils, then clicks off. I sit in silence for a moment, feeling a chill in the air, then stand up to pour a mug of tea.
Make one for me too.
I nearly scald myself, but controlled the kettle in time. I didn't hear you come in.
That's okay.
She moves a chair behind me.
I didn't hear you come in either. Been back long?
Back in the country? I'm rummaging in the sink for another mug as my mouth freewheels without human intervention, seemingly autonomous, as if it isn't a part of me. Only since this morning. I had to visit Alan in hospital first. Then I went in to work for a couple of hours. Been in meetings. They've kept me in meetings ever since.
Did they tell you not to talk about it? To anybody?
She asks. I detect a note of strain in her voice.
Not exactly.
I rinse the mug, drop a tea bag in it, pour on hot water, put it down and turn round to face her. Mo looks the way I feel. Hair askew, clothes slept in, eyes haunted.
I can talk to you about it if you like. You're cleared for this by default.
I drag another chair out from the table. She drops into it without asking.
Did they tell you what was going on?
She shakes her head.
tethered goat.
She sounds faintly disgusted, but her face is a mask.
Is it over?